Saturday, September 10th, the Artist Workshop.
Andy Trams from California is going to be teaching children and adults how to paint in the forest. And so she has tricks up her sleeve to get people out and start painting. So she'll be doing that at Sandy Beach all afternoon.
And then at 11 o'clock, Kathy Connor is from the University of Alaska Southeast, and she is a geologist and glaciologist. She actually worked with Paul Bowen on the original work mapping the changes in the Lakanti Glacier. So she will lead, or she'll give us a talk there at the council chambers from 11 to 12, and then go right into a field trip at 1 o'clock out to the glacier.
I know a lot of people signed up for that already.
Yep, we took sign-ups already, but people can always give a call and see if there's any, if there have been any cancellations.
And they can maybe put their name on the list for if that comes up, if there's so many cancellations come up.
Yep.
Talk about flying squirrels for a minute.
Well, some people don't even know we have them here, so we felt like it was a good topic for our community to know that we have these little critters here, and I think Liz will give a good talk because she is an expert in flying squirrels in Southeast Alaska.
That's Liz Flaherty with the University of Wyoming.
Exactly.
And that's at noon on Saturday. And then another then she's going to do a field trip as well, I see, mm-hmm. for the flying squirrel habitat.
Right. So we'll go. We'll meet at A&B Hall, and we'll head out the road and pick some sites to look for habitat that we would expect to see flying squirrels.
And kids can make fairy gardens and troll houses?
Yes, this is a popular event at the library. So people are encouraged to bring materials from their backyard as well to create their fairy gardens.
Andy Trams again, another workshop from 3 to 5.
Yes, Andy is so talented in her outdoor painting, and so she really likes the detail of some of our mosses and lichens, and so she suggested this time a workshop to get people to look closer.
What's going to be in the scavenger hunt for the kids in the late afternoon?
Carissa Garner from the Forest Service, I think she did this last year as well. It was very popular, and it's over at Sandy Beach, and she'll have a lot of things for kids to try to find and surprises, I'm sure.
Sunny, your favorite event?
Oh, on Saturday night at 6:30 starts the Rainforest Potluck and the Wildberry Cook-Off. So it's and we'll have some live music with the band Harbor Sharks, and people are encouraged to bring, if they have fabulous berries, wild plants, or fish, venison they want to bring, that's great. We will provide some salmon, and we will have a great potluck. And then also is the Wildberry Cook-Off, where people are encouraged to bring their best items made from local wild berries. So we'll give prizes for the best jam or jelly, the best baked good, the most original use of edible wild berries, and the best kids' creation.
Doesn't end on Sundays. There's more yet to come Sunday. It's, you got a couple of field trips, some more kids' events, and the photography show reception. But go ahead and give a little more detail on that, Karen.
Brad Hunter and Tana O'Leary are bird enthusiasts and wildlife biologists, and they will give a nice walk around Hungry Point Trail looking for birds at 7 in the morning.
The birds of Mitkoff Island, and then the mushroom foray, Sunny, your husband Joe, is
yep,
going to
Joe,
do that?
Yep, Joe Stratman and Emil Tucker, for the, I believe the fourth year, will be leading folks out looking for edible wild mushrooms. So we'll meet at the A&B Hall at noon and carpool out to secret mushroom gathering spots until about 3 o'clock.
Joe's going to share all the secret spots?
Maybe just one.
Okay. And then fish T-shirts for the kids.
Yeah, the kids love doing that, and adults too. So bring T-shirts if you can, but there'll be some there.
Will they have the fish to print?
Of course they will. Eric Castro is a fish biologist, so he is busy getting those right now.
And that's fish print T-shirts. And then the photography show reception, there's a photography show, of course, at the Klaus Museum, which is pretty amazing. We'll hear about, or we've heard about, in another interview. But that reception for that show is 4 to 6 on Sunday.
Yeah, we wanted to have the close the festival with a little bit of a bang instead of having it peer out like maybe it has in the past. And so the photography show reception will be from 4 to 6 at the Klassen Museum.
And then you have a bonus on Saturday, September 17th, a week later after the festival. Andy Trams is going to do another workshop. So that's like the festival after the festival.
Right, because she is going to be here the whole month of September. She's going to be working with the school, and we thought it would be great to have a full-day workshop with Andy because that is her passion, is to teach watercolor. And So a couple of hours sometimes isn't enough for some people.
You know, this festival has grown over the last 4 years, and you guys started it off. And do you feel rewarded in having had a hand in getting this going?
Definitely. It's a lot of fun. It's a fabulous group of people to work with putting it together. And like Karen said earlier, there's no end to the number of topics we can talk about. So
yeah.
It's fun every year to be able to try to bring in the latest one that we thought would be fun.
And also, you know, thinking that if there's people out there in the community that want to participate in planning for the next year's event,
or they want to do a workshop or something like
that. Or, yeah, please contact one of us, and we would love to have you come to a meeting or a planning meeting and, you know, think about for next year or the year after.
We've been able to, in some ways, step it up this year because we received a grant from the RAC committee. And so that's
the Resource Advisory Committee.
Yep, the Petersburg and Wrangell Cake Area RAC committee. And
right.
So that's been helping us with
bringing guest
travel costs to bring new speakers into town. And we'll have that for the next 3 years so we can broaden our horizons on who we might bring to town in the future, too.